Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Die kleinhandelgroep Woolworths het vandag finansiële resultate vir die 6 maande tot einde Desember bekend gemaak. Die omset was 6% hoër op 40 miljard rand. Maar die wesensverdienste of die wins was 20% laer op 1,5 miljard rand. Die direksie het tussentydse dividend van R1,07 per aandeel verklaar en dit is 28% laer as die tussentydse dividend van die vorige tussentydse tydperk. Op die lyn is Roy Bakatini. Hy is Woolworths se uitvoerende hoof. Roy, thank you so much for your time. The top line went up, but your bottom line went down. What happened?
It's been a tough period for us and certainly financially more challenging than we had anticipated. We did see some good top line growth in a relative sense, so around 6% or so up, and a very, very strong performance from our food business. In fact, a remarkable performance from our food business, literally on every metric, putting in a winning performance there. Our challenge has been really with our apparel businesses, our clothing businesses, both here in South Africa and obviously a little bit more so in Australia. So that's been really the offset to the top line growth.
So what happened with the apparel business? Because it has been underperforming for quite some time, not only during this period.
So if one looks at South Africa, we are a fundamentally healthier business than we were a couple of years ago. A couple of years ago, we had operating margins of around 6%. We're sort of got them up to around 12% or so. And our focus has been on improving the underlying financial health of that business by focusing on a few things, which have moved all in the right direction. Part of our challenge with the fashion business in South Africa has been the lack of investment in what we call back-end capabilities. So really the technologies, the systems, the wherewithal to sustain a good top-line performance year in and year out. So we've put together a big investment package of about 1.5 billion rand, which we've been at for the last 2 years already. We've got about another year to go to continue with that, really focused on changing and upgrading a lot of the back end. And we've made very good progress with that, and that is delivering positive results. We had a bit of a hiccup, frankly, in this last half with a pivotal component of that back end implementation, which really sort of hampered the flow of product from our distribution center into our stores. It's a temporary issue. It's been resolved. And we've seen, as we've come into this next half, we've seen some very significant growth. And in fact, our full price sales are up over 9% so far in the second half. So the issue is behind us. And it's just unfortunate it happened at the most inopportune time, which was December, which is obviously a peak trading period for us.
In the results documentation, you call it a temporary setback in the product flow arising from the implementation of a new process and system. I'm very intrigued at the moment. What exactly happened?
We're doing a number of things to enable this back-end capability to support what we do on the front end of the business. And one of the big things we're focusing on is the inventory, is the stock and the management of stock and the flow of stock through our systems. Our legacy systems, the systems we inherited, are very archaic, they're very cumbersome, they don't have the flexibility to allow us to, in an agile way, move product around and put the right product into the right store in the right quantities. So we've been upgrading that system throughout the last 18 months, and we have this one final pivotal component to do, which is around centralizing a component of the inventory so that we can actually push inventory out to where demand is when it happens. And that's the issue that we had in this particular implementation. It shouldn't have gone wrong. It did go wrong. And it is a setback. But it hasn't set us back. It's just obviously impacted our numbers temporarily. And we are expecting to significantly improve performance in the second half.
You're not the only retailer to have some setbacks in the distribution center. I know Spar has also had a lot of problems with a SAP implementation. But let's move to the food segment, because your food retail business have performed really well. It has been for many, many years, sales rising by 7.3%. How did you achieve this in a difficult market?
So when we talk about sales rising at 7.3% there, right, we're talking about our like-for-like sales, so same-store sales or comp sales, as we call it. It's the best in the sector, significantly higher than our competitors or our peer group. But overall, our revenues grew by about 12% for the half. That would obviously include the recent acquisition we made of Absolute Pets. But overall, a very, very strong top line performance. What was very pleasing, though, is not only the top line performance, but our gross profit margins also grew as a result of the efficiencies we gain when we push a lot more volume through our system. So we've seen that come through as well, which has been very pleasing to see. We're also focusing very much on the way we run promotions and the efficiency and the effectiveness of our promotions. So our gross profits were up quite nicely, making very significant investments in growth opportunities within the food space. We continue to invest in price. What was very pleasing, though, is that our overall customer base in foods grew by 8% over the period. So we bring in a lot of new customers into the market, and we've grown market share now for 12 consecutive months. So a very, very strong performance. The most compelling for our shareholders, though, is our return on capital investment here. And our return here on capital employed is over 50%. So it is a very significant return and multiples versus that of our peers. And we deliver that high return at the same time as offering what we call the best offer to our customers in the market. Best quality, cold chain, the sustainability credentials we have, the levels of innovation, and then the in-store service and experience. So we're able to offer the customers the best, and our shareholders are the best. So it is just a remarkable business by world standards.
There's also a significant change in the dynamics within the retail sector, especially for groceries. Pick and Pay and Spar are having problems. They are busy with restructuring and changing things to get them in the right direction again. But Checkers is expanding aggressively, and it's also expanding into the higher end of the market where Woolies is playing. We've also saw Discovery Vitality recently moving over to Checkers. It's their healthy foods buying initiative. Are you worried about the moves Checkers are making into your realm, if I can put it like that?
Obviously, one always keeps an eye on what our competitors are doing. We like to see what they do and how they go about their business. It is a very different business construct, a very different model to ours. Our business is a business where we sell our own brands. We don't sell other people's brands. And so that presents us with significantly different opportunities. We have significant back-end capabilities here. We have cold chain. We have exclusive suppliers. We have a remarkable team, tons of innovation, food science technologists working on the things that we do in our brand. These are things that are not easy to authentically replicate. Our credentials are homegrown through working with our exclusive supplier base. So we're aware of our competitors and their intent. In fact, I think this intent of some of our competitors coming after us is a decade old. And yet we're growing the gap between ourselves and our competitors. To grow our customer base by 8% is very significant. And you mentioned very specifically the Discovery Vitality and the health orientation there. We've actually seen an uplift in our Vitality members spend with Woolworths over the last 6 months, particularly since Checkers came on board, for various reasons. But clearly mindful and aware, one can't put your head in the sand, but we know who we are. We know what this business delivers. We know what really fundamentally underpins it. And we're staying true to the course here.
Dankie, Roy. Dit was Roy Bakatini, die uitvoerende hoof van Woolworths.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.